is independent and it does not depend on anything else. Secondary processes depend on many qualifications. Like for the path of Karmakanda, one has to be very learned in Sanskrit and be able to pronounce the Sanskrit very clearly. And also, one has to be a qualified dvija, second initiated by your guru, and be engaged in performing the Vedic sacrifices. And even while performing yajna, one slight mistake could cause a great disaster. Like Indrashatroho, in that pronunciation, one small mistake caused Indra's, the person who would kill Indra was to appear from the fire, whereas the person who will be killed by Indra appeared. So, in this way, in Jnanakanda also, one requires scholarship and erudite scholarship in the study of the Vedic literature. In the path of Ashtanga Yoga, one should be able to control his life affairs, one should be able to control his senses, restrain his mind from and restrain his senses from flowing in all directions. After which the Dharana Dhyana Samadhi happens. So the conditions for all the other processes are enormous. Whereas for the path of bhakti, as we saw yesterday also, there is no time, place, circumstance, or one more thing he said. Or varnashrama. There is no conditions. Srimad Bhagavatam is recommending pure bhakti as the easiest and quickest process for Kali Yuga. But other processes are gradual and slow. So Bhagavatam does not recommend these processes. Bhakti is the best way of satisfaction, best way of sense control, best way to please the Lord. But other processes are failure in attaining these best results. So three things he is saying. Satisfaction, sense control, and to please the Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Dayaya sarva bhuteshu santrushtya yena kena va sarvendriyo pashantyacha tushyatyashu janardhana. This verse says three things by which we can please Lord Krishna. Tushyati ashu means very quickly we can please Krishna if we do these three things. It says dayaya sarva bhuteshu, to show compassion to the living entities by distributing Krishna consciousness to the suffering souls. Santushtya yena kena va, completely satisfied by whatever comes of its own accord without hankering for possessing more and more of the material enjoyment. Sarvendriyopa shantyacha means one's senses should be kept under control and should be engaged only in Krishna service and not for personal sense gratification. If one can do these two things, three things, then he says, Tushyati Ashu, Janardana. Such a person immediately pleases Lord Krishna. And we will not be able to do these three things without the practice of devotional service, which is primarily hearing, chanting, and remembering. Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam. These are the primary processes in the path of devotional service. So by chanting of the holy name, the higher taste is established and the lower taste is vanquished and the devotee is very soon able to please the Supreme Lord. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.